This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, April 10th, 2008. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, Yusuf Komunyakaa faces it. A few weeks ago, the military announced that 4,000 Americans had been killed in Iraq. The war drags on, no end in sight, and what's happening over there is very much on the mind of Yusuf Komunyakaa. In a print interview, now up on our website, poetryfoundation.org, Komunyakaa says that he's working on a new book of poems, some triggered by the Iraq War. Komunyakaa knows a thing or two about war. He served in Vietnam from 1969 to 1970, and that experience surfaces again and again in his poetry, for which he won a Pulitzer in 1994. One of his best-known poems is about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in D.C., if you've ever been there to see it, you know that even when you're looking for it, the memorial is unexpected. It's at the end of the mall, almost at the banks of the Potomac. And when you approach, the earth dips down and a huge slice of reflective black granite pushes up to form a V right in front of you. Over 58,000 names are inscribed on it. Komunyakaa says the purpose of the memorial, of all memorials, is to provide a place for reflection.
And with the Vietnam Monument, it is an active kind of reflection. The stone catches the light, shatters. It seems to be almost in motion at times.
He wrote the poem you're about to hear after his first visit to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It's called
Facing It. My black face fades, hiding inside the black granite. I said it wouldn't, damn it. No tears. I'm stone. I'm flesh. My clouded reflection eyes me like a bird of prey, the profile of night slanted against morning. I turn this way. The stone lets me go. I turn that way. I'm inside. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial again, depending on the light to make a difference. I go down to 58,022 names, half expecting to find my own in letters like smoke. I touch the name Andrew Johnson. I see the booby trap's white flash, name shimmer on a woman's blouse. But when she walks away, the name's still on the wall. Breaststrokes flash, a red bird's wings cutting across my stare, the sky, a plane in the sky, a white vet's image floats closer to me, then his pale eyes look through mine, and bewinder, he's lost his right arm inside the stone, in the black mirror, a woman's trying to erase names, no, she's brushing a boy's hair.
Yusuf Komunyakaa reading Facing It from his book Pleasure Dome, New and Collected Poems, published by Wesleyan University Press. Komunyakaa has written many more direct poems about his experiences in Vietnam, the anguish of battle, the difficulties of being a black American soldier fighting alongside white men, sexual relations between American servicemen and Vietnamese women. And as in Facing It, short, sinewy lines often give shape to personal anecdotes. But he also writes about war more metaphorically, more philosophically. For example, his war poem, Lime, isn't about Vietnam at all, at least on the surface. It's about a Roman army occupying a defeated Greek city and culturally consuming it, Romanizing it. They break the statues. They combine the crushed marble from the statues with lime to make concrete. And what they use the concrete for, you'll find out in the poem. Here's Yusuf Komunyakaa reading Lime.
The victorious army marches into the city, and not far behind tarries a throng of women who slept with the enemy on the edge of battlements. The stunned morning opens into a dust cloud of hooves and drums. Some new priest's cradle, stone tablets, a and others are poised, with raised mallets and a forest of defeated statuary. Of course, behind them linger the turncoats and pious merchants of lime. What's Greek is forged into Roman. What's Roman is hammered into a ceremony of birds headed east. Whatever is marble burns in the lime kilns because someone dreams of a domed bathhouse.
That was Yusuf Kamanyaka reading Lime from his book Talking Dirty to the Gods, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. There's time for one more Yusuf Kamanyaka poem, read by an actor this time. This poem is not about war. It's about its polar opposite. It's called Kindness. And in this poem, the quality of kindness is personified as a kind of domestic goddess. The reader is Michael Stuhlbarg.
Kindness. When deeds splay before us, precious as gold, and unused chances stripped from the wine bone, we know the moment kind-heartedness walks in. Each praise be echoes us back as the years uncount themselves, eating salt. Though blood first shaped us on the climbing wheel, the human mind lit by the savannah's ice star and thistle rose, your knowing gaze enters a room and opens the day, saying we were made for fun. Even the bedazzled brute knows when sunlight falls through leaves across honed knives on the table. If we can see it push shadows aside, growing closer, are we less broken? A barometer, temperature gauge, a ruler in minus fractions and pedigrees, a thingamajig, a probe with an all-seeing eye. What do we need to measure kindness? Every unheld breath, every unkind leap year. Sometimes a sober voice is enough to calm the waters and drive away the false witnesses, saying, look, here are the broken treaties beauty brought to us, earthbound sentinels.
That was Michael Stuhlbarg reading Kindness by Yusuf Kamanyaka, which was published in 2003 in Poetry Magazine. We actually recorded Yusuf Kamanyaka himself reading that poem, but I played Michael Stuhlbarg's reading for a reason. We're planning to do a program called Actors Versus Poets, and we wanted to know what you think. Would you always rather hear the poet him or herself read? Or do you think that poets aren't always the best readers of their own work and actors can often do it better? Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org and maybe we'll call you for a quick interview. Don't forget to check out the print interview with Yusuf Kamanyaka on our website, poetryfoundation.org. It's called Every Tool is a Weapon. Also, when you're there, check out some of the new poetry videos on the site. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.